Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yes, honey. Now, Maluma, baby. Oh, boy. Miss Anna Navarro said, baby, she got that bread special waiting for you. We'll explain.
What? Well, Beyonce might have 37 surprise nieces and nephews out there thanks to one half of her backup dancers.
And later, K-Camp pulls up the dish about his new music and love life. But first, Tam, man, what's going on, man? What's going on?
All right, well, Britney Spears fans are telling Timbaland, you better leave Britney alone. So Timbaland sat down for an interview not too long after BritBrit's memoir, The Woman in Me, was released and said his friend, Justin Timberlake, should have slapped a muzzle on her when it came to spilling all of their relationship tea. This is wild. Listen to this.
You, Cry Me a River, is making headlines again because of Britney's memoir. She's saying that
she's going crazy, bro. I wanted to call to JT, man. You gotta put a muzzle on that girl, man. But you know what? We live in the age of social media and viral. Everybody won't go viral. I get it, because that's the way you make money. Go viral. I gotta do something to get people attention.
Wow. He also said Britney doesn't have a comeback story and needs to come back with JT on a hit record to get people talking. But Britney's fans believe that Timbaland is still salty about the pop star curving him back in 2007 and not working with him and JT. Guys, this is rough.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, that was a producer-ass answer. Like, yo, you gotta come back with a hit. Like, Timbaland makes hits. However, Britney's story is her story, and she has the right to tell her story. Cry Me a River was Justin Timberlake telling his story, his side of the relationship, and he did it in a musical way. She did it in the best way her writers knew how.
And the thing that's interesting about it is, like, imagine this world where Britney gets in the studio with Justin Timberlake and with Timbaland and releases a track. That track's not gonna make as much money as this book just made.
Unless JT got on there rapping in black scent, like he did when he met Ginuwine, you know
for
what I mean?
For shiz.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Me and my hizzo went to his house.
How does Justin Timberlake not get canceled after all of this?
Cause he white. Oh, I mean.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because he's never the one that's talking.
Oh, yeah?
It's always everybody else. Even with the Janet thing, he never said anything.
But he dodges a lot of bullets. He pulled a whole boob out on national television.
He's never the one giving an explanation. Mm-hmm. Notice that. He says nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a person don't say nothing, that's the one that just move on, baby.
Okay.
Like, I ain't finna say nothing now. Nah.
But her boob wouldn't have came out without him.
Okay, well, moving on. Well, The View's Anna Navarro is also in the hot seat for having the hots for Maluma. Girlfriend's hormones got the best of her after attending one of the Latin Sensations shows. So she hopped on X and wrote, good Lord, that boy! Maluma is sexy! Oh, he's young enough to be my son, which might explain why I'd like to breastfeed him. Ooh, Heavenly Father. Well, some fans laughed, but others said the comment was just disgraceful and vulgar. And of course, she deleted her comment. But do you guys think like she should not have said that?
No,
do you think
she could say what she want to say. Yeah. You can't crack jokes or have fun. Get out of here.
Yeah, but you know, we're not in a joking society no more.
Oh, whatever.
People need to lighten up.
And there's definitely some people out here in the world that I could have breastfed.
The other side of the coin is if, would it have been the same if some older guy went to, like, a concert and was like, oh, I would have really liked to have, you know, whatever. I mean, you can't say breastfeed would do, but it's like.
What he gonna say? What?
I don't know what. But if some older dude, like, how much older is Anna Navarro?
I'd let her milk me.
Yeah, I'd let her milk me. I wish I could breastfeed on her. Like, that's a weird thing for.
Yeah.
I thought he was finna say it.
What? Say what?
I thought he was gonna let the devil use you today.
What?
So
what are you talking about?
I'm so glad you chose.
Oh no, I'm not gonna listen. I'm not getting caught up. I'm not getting caught up here today on Dish Nation. We got Britney and Justin and breastfeeding.
Everybody got to lighten up and take a joke. She was joking. Joke.
Other things going on that you need to be concerned about.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. People are starving.
You got something to feed them, Tanner?
Well,
y'all, moving on. Beyonce's twin dancing duo, Les Twins, have been beloved by the Beehive for many years. But recently, Les Twins have found themselves involved in Les Scandal.
Oh, no.
So over the weekend, a woman went online claiming one of the twins, LaRont, has an extraordinarily excessive amount of children. 37 kids to be exact.
Wow.
Ooh. Well, instead of handling the accusations like Queen Bee and have everyone go on mute, Laurent addressed the baby daddy claim straight on during a recent live stream. Check it out.
Give me the baby mama's names. Give me everything. Where they at? What are you guys talking about them? Where are they at? I want to see the babies. I want to see how they look like. And my baby looks so beautiful.
He needs to stop. He got pink hair. Yeah. Why in the hell are they sitting there talking about this man got 37 damn
Yeah,
babies.
Did your radar go up? Yeah, some of those radar hand gestures made it seem like he wasn't possible of even being in a position to even fit make babies.
Girl, please, honey. I'm
but
sorry.
Did he admit to having any babies?
No.
I think he got, he might not have 37, but he probably got him in a team.
Maybe. Okay. He may be caught 37.
If you have 37, you would say, I ain't got 37 kids. I ain't got no kids. Or I only got 2 kids or 1 kid. That man got a basketball team.
But do you think that would have been a deal breaker for Beyonce? Like, if you're like, you know, your background dancers is like impregnating people all across the country?
But he's got to have a job.
That's why he dances so well. Because if he does have that many kids, like, I would be the best at what I do, too. Because that's a lot of mouths to feed.
And Beyonce wouldn't judge him. Jay-Z got children that they say here.
Whoa. We ain't going to do that.
Oh, yes, we are.
We ain't going to joke like that. Moving on.
Well, Diddy may not miss when it comes to shooting a shot at the ladies, but when it comes to his shot at basketball, it's basura.
Oh.
AKA trash. Now, Diddy recently posted an IG video of him working on his jump shot with NBA shooting coach Chris Lethal Shooter Matthews. And after missing a few times, Diddy finally came to the realization that he has the worst jump shot that a black man can have. Wow. Check it out.
Hey, man. What's up, baby? Second workout.
Let's get it, baby.
Cold outside.
Nice.
Nice little chill.
Okay. All right. It's not too bad.
Yeah, it looks good.
Ah, all right. It's two of them.
Whoa. Oh.
Coming right back. It ain't over. Knock it down.
That's a classic Diddy rage.
He only missed one out of that. That's got to be the highlight.
Yeah, and Chuck E. Cheese, he'd have won some.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The tickets are coming.
I like Thick Diddy.
Yeah, because he is thick. I was looking at that.
I'm like, I like a little thicker.
I was like, he's extra puffy right now.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Fluff Daddy.
You like him thick like that? Fluff Daddy?
I put him like a thick sometimes.
It's winter, so everybody likes someone warm.
Yeah. It's hibernation season. You tell me you want an extra coat, man. It's
great. He said, Fluff Daddy, I'm done with you.
He said, extra puffy.
I mean, but like, based off the shots y'all just saw, you think he could do one of those NBA All-Star, you know, celebrity
joints? I think he did good. He only missed one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody's so judgmental. Like, he only lost one. Everybody got it relaxed. Like,
that,
it's not
that take was edited, though. So it's like, there had to be some, like, you know.
Yeah, because
some air balls.
For you to get mad enough to throw the ball, like, there was a bunch of stuff that we didn't see in the overall scope of things. But, nah, I've seen way worse, man. Yeah.
So, Tanner, you're a basketball star. You think you could play better
than
Diddy?
Not a basketball star.
I have no handles. I am a trash basketball player. Always have been, always will be. I got a lot of hustle, but I'm not very good at basketball.
Oh, you're a hustle?
Yeah.
So you're more like a coach, like White Shadow.
Yeah, so I'll move around real quick and I'll get somebody's face. But
HK is crazy, dog.
I'm no good.
No, for real.
Up next, we chat with rapper K-Camp about his new album, Love Life, and much more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, listen, we got a special guest in the building with us today. He's a rapper. You might know him from his hit songs like Cut Her Off, Comfortable, and a whole bunch of other hits. One time for the homie K-Camp. Appreciate you pulling up on us today, man. And listen, you recently dropped 2 new singles, Spin the Block and Young and Free. Yeah. Now, does this mean that an album is about to shortly follow this, or are you microdosing your songs?
You know, we just testing the market out, but the album is coming in December.
Okay.
Executive produced by my producer, London. So, you know,
okay.
Float to London is the name of the project, by the way.
That's what's up.
Okay, now, Diana Ross, Chaka Khan, and Frankie Beverly, honey. Now, those are the artists that I listen to. So, tell me, so what about you? So, who are these, who you listen to these days?
Who I listen to? Let me see. If it ain't myself.
You listen to your own music?
Of course.
Really?
I'm my biggest critic. How you think I put out so many hits?
Okay.
My playlist is endless. I go country. I go everywhere with it, man. I'm an artist. I'm a true artist. So, I like to just hear everything and see what I'm missing.
You ever listen to about, like, DeBrad or Tamar?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure. He listening to y'all.
For sure.
He's...
All right. Okay, Cap, I got to get down to the juicy stuff. You know, I want to know the juice.
Let's go.
The ladies want to know, the people say on the street that you are single. Is that the truth? What's the tea?
Yeah, I've been single for about 3 months.
3 months?
Oh, that's a long recent. Time.
Yeah, that's recent.
Oh, well, don't are you
know,
looking?
Know how long
are
the relationship you look, was?
How long did the relationship last?
2 weeks.
Oh. What?
That doesn't really count as a relationship.
Yeah, that's not,
does,
I don't know if that counts.
It don't. It don't.
What was your longest relationship?
5 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was a long time. Yeah,
I hope you got a little bit more longevity than that. Good,
so good. Are you looking? Are you on the market looking? Or what,
I ain't
you
looking for nothing
negative?
Right now but some money on. Got my camera? Money on.
Money on.
Money on.
Money. Money.
So I'm curious, we've got Drake getting thrown bras and Cardi B getting thrown water. Have you ever had any crazy fans throw things on stage at you?
They throw the same. Can I cuss? I was about to cuss, but I don't know if I can.
Real
you
beef.
You probably shouldn't.
They throw the same stuff.
The same stuff?
The same stuff.
They just singing bras up?
Like, what do you do when they, like, it's so disrespectful.
What you
do
mean?
You
I
do?
Don't get it thrown at me in an angry way.
Okay. You so why would they throw, and they glisten?
They throw you bras in a good way.
Oh, so they throw you something to drink.
Okay. Either they strong or there's some close seats.
You feel
right? Right? Don't get that type of hang time. No. Now, you just got back from your Spin the Block tour,
yeah,
and you got a single with the same title, right?
Yeah.
So playing off of that, we're going to ask you a few rapid-fire questions, and you're going to let us know whether you're going to spin the block or not, all right? You ready? All right. Not sure what your last job was before you got it popping with music. What was it?
Probably like the movies or Red Lobster.
One of them. Oh, wow.
Okay, so let's focus on the Red Lobster game.
Five Guys.
Five Guys? Okay.
Barbershop.
Okay, so let's just say between Red Lobster and Five Guys,
yeah,
if you had to spin the block and work at one, you wouldn't work at neither?
I mean, we ain't gonna go there.
Let's just say, like, you know what? I've done everything I want to do in music, and I like being, like, you know, in front of the people. You wouldn't spin the block on an old job you liked?
For what? Just to go serve a biscuit?
Yeah. People do love the Cheddar Bay biscuits. Last one. Would you spin the block for an ex if she cheated on you?
Hell no.
Because ain't nothing to cut that chick
really?
Off.
I ain't spending a block for my ex that didn't cheat.
Oh. Ain't nothing to cut that chick off.
At all? I want a block spent on me. I know that's right.
Well, yo, KK, appreciate you pulling up on us. Is there anything you want people to know, man, before we slide out?
Flow to London coming this December. Make sure y'all tune in. Shout out to my floaters. Be outside.
There it is, man. Appreciate you pulling up. Yeah. Thanks for kicking with us. Good luck with everything. And we got more Dish Nation right around the corner.
Let's get it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, y'all know Arnold Schwarzenegger has gotten kind of eccentric in his older years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all, check this out. He just showed his ass on TV.
Oh, what?
No. I don't mean, not his backside, y'all. Oh. I'm talking about really his pet donkey, Lulu.
Oh, God.
On ESPN's Manning Cast, which airs during Monday Night Football, Arnie started feeding Lulu, much to the surprise of Eli and Peyton Manning. Check it out.
More. Oh, what is all,
that
what
thing is big.
What is that?
It, oh, my.
That donkey looks like you eating, Peyton. The same thing.
Oh, my
all right,
God.
We're going to break. We're going to break.
Wow. Peyton Manning looks shocked.
I'm never eating at his house. Ever, never.
Yeah.
Well, that is so nasty. I wonder if he picked up something and put it in his mouth to eat after.
You ever,
that
have you been to like little petting zoo and just like fed
no,
little animals?
That's y'all people. We don't do that.
Wait, hold up. You never fed no?
No, we're not feeding that. No.
Like Arbuckle Wilderness?
No,
I've been to
no.
a petting zoo before, but it's the one thing to have it at the zoo. It's another thing for the
have
zoo to transport to your house. You know, like donkeys don't have no discretion on where they do their business.
And the kitchen is right around the corner. How nasty.
That's his pet. Let him feed. He got a mansion. He had a donkey big enough for the house.
Maybe he just wanted some ass in his house all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. Nah.
What do you do when you've got when you've done it all and you've had it all? You...
Let me go get me a donkey.
Nah. Me too.
Okay.
Tamar really needs her some donkey
I'm
right now.
I'm going to be in Singleville. So I'm going to buy me a donkey.
Nah. That's like a good ass.
All right. It's time for
Pick Your Steals.
And today we have two steals for you. Now, first up, look at these. Who wouldn't want a slick-looking desk lamp that also powers your phone and helps you get rid of all those cords?
Ah, I want that.
Lift the Lamp offers three lighting modes of brightness and comes in what colors, Gary?
Oh, my God. It comes in green, wood grain, black, and tanner white.
Gary. It's just white, Gary.
Oh,
and the best part, they go as high as $80.99. But for you today, the price is just $21.95.
Ooh, oh, what a steal, baby.
That
oh,
is
my
a steal.
God.
Get you the Tanner White one. Next up, we. Is that your favorite color, Gary?
My favorite
Thank
color.
You. Thank you so much. Next up, we got these Beanie Jams. Look at this. They look amazing, even better. They connect to your cell phone via Bluetooth so you can listen to music or receive calls. And the play and volume controls are right here on the Beanie.
Oh.
Yeah, it has a talk time of 8 to 10 hours and music time of about 10 hours, depending on the volume.
And they come in these beautiful colors, black, red, dark gray, brown, and my favorite, pink.
And they sell for as high as $59.99.
What?
But you know we wouldn't do y'all like that. The steal price is just $14.
Okay, so what steal is everyone going with?
Both.
Both.
Both. I'm definitely doing the wood.
Oh.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with a cordless situation that powers your phones and stuff like that. So I'm gonna rock with this.
And it's a lamp too.
That's, I like it. I need a little lamp and I like a little phone charge.
It's yeah.
Ooh, oh, look at that. She works.
Oh my, oh, she can charge you up.
She charged. She's a charge.
These are perfect for a holiday gift or for yourself. And all right, for details on how you can get your steal on, just scan this code right here or go to pickyoursteals.com. Make sure you don't wait. Hurry to pickyoursteals.com or scan this code.
All right, y'all, more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for.
What the fashion?
And today we've got summer house star Miss Paige DeSorbo. Now at BravoCon over the weekend, she decided not to wear pants. Honey, she rocked a white blouse with pink crystal and sequin panties by Miu Miu, and they're very affordable. They only cost $5,600.
I know you lied.
Yes.
Is this really the look she thought it was?
Yes.
It's actually really on trend.
Really?
Yes. Now girls are wearing like tights with the panties and the oversized shirts.
Yes, honey. And
what do we call the look? Business beach?
I don't know. I think I'm going to use that though. I like it. I'm not going to lie.
It's fabulous. And it's Miu Miu,
with
honey.
With a heel? Pop.
Well, nah. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
And honey. I'm saying I'm finna catch me one for sure, baby.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You better do it, honey.
The panty bandit.
Yes, baby. She's wearing that, baby. Miss Miu Miu. Brad, wouldn't you buy your wife some of those?
Absolutely not. Her butt would swallow it.
Oh. But they are fair. I mean, just think about it. Tanner, would you get your girlfriend some of those if you could afford them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yes. If I could afford, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it looks good. It's like, it's interesting to me. The long sleeve, it's like, I'm a little confused by the image. That's all.
Does she never sweat or anything? Like, I mean,
she probably put powder down there, like y'all used to do.
Powder?
Yeah, that's like a whole. That's a great way to get cancer. Yeah.
I have not seen powder in anyone's home. I don't know the last time.
You never dated a dude that came out.
I have never dated a dude. And even the last Tanner kind of dude I dated, I've never seen powder.
You say last like we don't know.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.